Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for joining me on this morning where we're able to share God's Word together, get our day started off right. Today, we are reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Today, we begin reading the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Thessalonica was the capital city of the Roman province of Macedonia in northern Greece, and Paul established the church there after he left Philippi. His letter was written to encourage and to reassure the community of believers there. Paul begins his letter with words of greeting, and there he thanks the Thessalonians for becoming examples of faithfulness and love to all the believers throughout Greece. And God's saving word as we continue this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading together this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the people of the church in Thessalonica, who belong to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be yours. We always thank God for you all and always mention you in our prayers. For we remember before our God and Father how you put your faith into practice, how your love made you work so hard, and how your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ is firm. Our friends, we know that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own. For we brought the good news to you, not with words only, but also with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the complete conviction of its truth. You know how we lived when we were with you. It was good. It was for your own good. You imitated us and the Lord, and even though you suffered much, you received the message with joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. So you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only did the message about the Lord go out from you throughout Macedonia and Achaia, but the news about your faith in God has gone everywhere. There is nothing then that we need to say. All those people who speak about how you received us when we visited you and how you turned away from idols to God to serve the true and living God and to wait for his Son to come from heaven, his Son Jesus Christ, whom he raised from the dead and who rescues us from God's anger that is coming. And God's key verse for us today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, where Paul writes, "We remember before our God and Father how you put your faith into practice, how your love made you work so hard, and how your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is firm." Amen. You know, beloved, you will hear as you attend churches throughout your Christian experience, maybe different denominations or whatever. Some churches have a very big emphasis on works. They might go to James. It says, you show me your faith by your works. I'll show you my works by my faith. And, very closely tie together faith and works. And then also in some churches, that have, been, raised up in contrast to older denominational churches that taught about, well, if you just do, if you work hard, if you do the right things, if you keep these holy days and things like that, then your works will earn for you your salvation. And so there's a very fine line there. Of course, we know that our works do not earn us our salvation in any way. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So God doesn't want any of us going around, standing around boasting how good and holy we are, because look at how much righteousness we have earned in our lives by the things that we have done. Beloved, it's always for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen? And but for the church here in Thessalonica, they gladly received the message, the gospel message that Paul was preaching, and they let it motivate them to go to work, to get out there and start sharing the good news of Jesus with their neighbors, with their world around them. And the church really and truly grew, and it became an impact in the first century church. Amen. And so if God really has a hold of our heart, then there really is going to be some manifest of that faith in the way that we live our lives. Not that our feeble attempts to live righteous lives could ever be sufficient to earn salvation, but that we are so grateful to God for all that he's given us, we're just motivated all the more to live for him. Amen? Let's pray. Holy God, daily I praise you and I thank you for your everlasting love and the hope that comes through your Son Jesus, who has rescued me from sin and death. Help me to put my faith into practice and guide my thoughts, words, and actions this day. Teach me to be an example to others as I serve in your name. Amen. Well, that brings our time together, beloved, to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Thessalonians of his work amongst them. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.